And we will take our last question from Richard from Jonas. Richard, please go ahead.
Hi.
Richard, how are you doing?
Hi. I'm very honored that you've done this town meeting.
Pleasure.
I recently turned 60. And with that in mind,
you're a young man,
very,
Richard.
thank you, sir. Lie to me. I like it. But I'm very concerned about what's being done to shore up the Social Security. It's my belief, and from what I've read, that by time, what is it, 2025, that Social Security will be no longer.
No.
I
no,
also understand.
No, that's not correct, Richard.
It's not correct?
No. The Social Security Fund has right now excess funds coming into the fund, and that will continue until about 2022, somewhere in that period of time. Every year it moves one direction or the other. And then
worse.
Well, no, and then that will continue okay, but will require some contribution of funds from the general treasury, because we owe the Social Security Fund money that we've been extracting from it over the last number of decades. Then ultimately we run into a problem in late 2047 or 2050. At that point, if we continued the same program, we could only satisfy and meet about 75% of the obligations that we presently are meeting. And so, therefore, in order to meet that contingency, we have to put a fix in place. But I know there's a lot of people out there saying, you know, security's going to hell in a handbag and that you can't trust it and it won't be around. Really, quite frankly, the sky is falling, people. I go back to you, even though you're a young man, if you think about it, you and I probably won't have to worry about Social Security because it's going to be okay. As long as we're alive, and most everybody that's on Social Security right now, they should not worry about it at all, because we're certainly going to have enough money to honor those commitments over the next 20, 30, 40 years. Our problem is that we want to make sure those commitments can be honored for generations to come. And in order to do that, we have to put a fix in place. But don't let that frighten you either, and I know a lot of people have it, the idea that it's frightening. We've had to fix Social Security 9 times since it was instigated in 1934. So, you know, that's 73 years. In 73 years, we've had to fix it 9 times. That means we've had to fix it almost every 8 or 9 years. And we will continually have to do that as people live longer, as costs go up, as different arrangements occur. We're going to have to fix the Social Security program. But we can get our arms around that problem and solve it. We have a lot of good people thinking about it. Whatever you do, don't let people scare you, the sky's falling. And let me tell you one thing, don't ever let them do, and that is privatize Social Security. Because if you want one thing that will hurt you, if we turn Social Security over to Wall Street, it's going to be the same thing that happened to the Enron pensions and the other corporate pensions were lost. You're going to wake up someday, and some Wall Street firm is going to say, sorry, we don't have your money anymore, and you're going to have no cure. By keeping the Social Security system as it is, the obligation is the obligation of all of the people of the United States to the retirees. We want to keep it that way. And if you want to have private investment, go to Wall Street. If you want to have a pension fund, go to Wall Street. That's okay. But the third leg of that stool, Social Security, that should be a commitment from the United States government to the retiree as long as they live.